All right, talking more hockey now with St. John's Prep hockey coach Chris Hansen. And coach, welcome back and congratulations on the incredible year you had last year.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. It was a lot of fun.
Well, again, as we were discussing just before on the air here, St. John's Prep over there in Danvers, they need a bigger building for the trophies. But it's fantastic to have so many kids on the North Shore participate and do so well. And before we take a look at your opening game against Masco, coach, if you could tell me maybe some of the attrition that took place from your D1 title last year and some of the kids who are coming back that you expect to lead the way.
Yeah. So obviously we lost a pretty key component to last year's success in Tommy Sarney. Tommy was a senior captain, obviously had a great game at the Garden, a great leader. We lost Pierce Blazer, another captain, and we lost some defense and our senior goalie, Peyton Palladino from Danvers. So, yeah, we lost some guys, but, you know, we're fortunate enough to have a good freshman and JV program that supply new players annually. And, you know, we expect those guys this year to plug in those roles. And we also have a lot back in terms of veterans that were there last year. So we have certainly enough back to be a strong competitor this year.
Oh, I have no doubt about that. And looking at your roster, it doesn't seem to be heavily laden with seniors, but a pretty good nucleus.
Yeah, that's fair to say. You know, we have some good seniors in Jimmy Ayers and Will Van Sicklen, Cole Blazer. Those are three senior captains. But we also rely on some juniors and Christian Roser and Jake Banna, Cam Mumla, to give us some balance up front. We actually added a couple freshmen to the roster this year as well. So there's a balance in terms of class. And, on defense, we have Aiden Holland back, who's a senior captain. But we also added some new faces in Brady Plaza, who's a transfer. He's a junior. We added a freshman to the roster, J.R. Goldstein from Linfield. But we also have Nick Brandano and Jack Daugherty back. And those are two guys that played on the varsity a year ago, and this year they're going to play much bigger roles.
When you do preseason, Chris, in terms of getting ready, maybe first week, I don't know if I can even call it tryouts, is the roster pretty much set in your mind before you even get into preseason, or there are some kids on the bubble who can crash into the lineup, before the season starts?
Yeah, there are absolutely guys in the bubble that can come in and make the team. These freshmen came in, they tried out. We're pretty objective in tryouts. They did a really nice job, and they showed a high level of skill. And it's going to take them some time to adjust to the varsity game. But we're open about adding new players and being fair. And that's how these guys ended up on the squad. So we're open every year to adding new guys.
There are always teams, coach, who want to get in the ring and spar with you to test how good they are. One of those teams was Masconomet with a new coach and so on. And, you showed what you could do. So tell me about what that game means to you in terms of your first day opening game.
Yeah, right. So that first game every year, you really don't know what to expect. And it's good for the kids to get a game under their belt. And obviously we picked up the victory in the game, so the kids built a little bit of confidence. And, really for us, it's about just trying to get guys comfortable in our systems as we prepare to go on the road our next two games, starting this Saturday at Hingham. So it's a good, it's a good first game, but we obviously have a lot of work to do.
All right, so you are on the road, and then after that, it looks like you've got, two more games before the tournament, the holiday tournament.
Well, we have a really difficult stretch coming up. We're at Hingham, which is, a perennial top team in the state. It's a really difficult rink to play at Pilgrim on a Saturday night. So we expect Saturday to be a really big test for us. And then we go on the road again next Thursday to LaSalle, the best team in Rhode Island, who has a really large core of kids back this year. They lost one game last year. So our next two games on the road are going to tell us a lot about what we have. And I think for the new guys on our roster, they're going to find out how difficult varsity hockey is.
I don't want to skip past Hingham, but you piqued my curiosity in the travel down to Smithfield there. What's that like in terms of getting the kids ready, getting them taking the gear down there? Do you stay overnight? You come back? Is it a day trip or what?
It's a day trip. So it's next Thursday. I think the game's at 6. That's just from memory.
Mm-hmm.
We'll leave in the afternoon, give ourselves plenty of time to get down there and then play and come home. So anyway, that game's scheduled there intentionally. It's early season.
Mm-hmm.
Good opportunity to get the kids on the bus, kind of get them to know each other, go to a hostile environment, and, compete against a really strong team. Tells us a lot about what we have and where we need to work, and because obviously the ultimate goal down the road is the playoffs. So, you're just trying to prepare for that all year.
And finally, Coach, the culture, the tradition, coming off a state championship, you've got kids who participated there. What's the message as you have finalized your roster and you start the season? What do you tell these kids, and what's the feeling among them? Because I know they're in a great program, but they also have to live up to the challenge in a sense.
Yeah, it's attention to detail. You can't take any practice for granted. You can't take any opponent. You can't look ahead and say, hey, when are the playoffs start?
Mm-hmm.
When's the Garden game? It's our focus needs to be on today's practice, Saturday's game. If you start to get ahead of yourself or get complacent and don't do the little things, we're going to struggle and not have that same success. So, so far the kids have bought in, but again, it's early, so we'll see as time goes along.
All right, one trick question here, Chris, because I know you've been around the North Shore for quite a while now, and with your St. John's Prep team, as I said, you've got teams who just want to spar with you to test to see how good they are. Has there ever been a time, you don't have to name names, you don't have to name teams, but has there ever been a time when you expected to have, to be able to play all your kids and get them out there and the other team, really just, again, just trying to see where they are. Has there ever been a time when you said, I better pull the plug here or do something and get these kids back on track, get a focus back? Or is that something that just doesn't happen because of the way you guys practice?
I mean, I will say that our preparation and the kids do a really good job of being focused, but there are absolutely times that we go into games not ready with the, the wrong mindset.
Mm-hmm.
And in game, we need to make adjustments or, what may have been a circle as a W on the schedule.
Right.
It's not going the way as planned, and we'll shorten things up and make changes. So that absolutely happens.
Okay. That's pretty scary to the teams coming in, but it makes sense. And I don't mean to denigrate anybody who's facing you guys, nor minimize the schedule that you have, because it's incredible. Coach, I want to check in with you from time to time, but a great start, and, good luck Saturday down in Hingham.
All right. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris. Be well.
Okay.
That is Chris Hansen, who is the hockey coach at St. John's Prep. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.